Climate scientists have known for years that global warming would have devastating long-term impacts on marine species. Already, fast-melting Bering Sea ice is threatening spotted seals and other marine mammals. Warming Gulf of Alaska waters wiped out cod eggs in 2019, causing a crash in cod stocks. Record warm waters in the Yukon River last summer killed thousands of migrating salmon with heat stress. While climate change is steadily warming oceans all over the world, marine heat waves like the two North Pacific blobs are causing more dramatic swings in surface temperatures. In 2014 and again in 2019, ocean temperatures in Alaska rose as much as 5 degrees Fahrenheit. William Chung, a professor at the University of British Columbia's Institute for the Oceans and Fisheries, says marine heat waves will be frequent, and that will double the damage to Northeast Pacific fisheries.
The normal is actually changing over time. The normal now is cooler than the normal in the future, for 50 or even 100 years later. And then on top of that, we add an additional few degrees Celsius. And so that would create additional challenges to fish stocks and fisheries.
Chung co-authored a report analyzing the impacts of marine heat waves on Northeast Pacific fisheries. The study teased out the impacts of high-intensity heat waves from the average effects of a warming climate over time. The findings show that by 2050, marine heat waves will double the impact to important fisheries species like pollock, cod, and salmon over previous predictions that only took into account the effects of climate change. It's an alarming forecast for Alaska, where seafood is a $5.6 billion industry and the state's largest export after oil and natural gas. Fisheries are the primary economic driver for coastal Alaskan communities and carry a globally recognized reputation for healthy management, even as climate change threatens the future of many essential stocks. According to Alaska Sea Grant, more than 100,000 Alaska natives and non-natives in rural communities rely on healthy fish stocks for subsistence living.
In our analysis, we showed that it will lead to a variety of impacts on fish stocks, like decrease in biomass, decrease in potential catches, driving changes in their distribution from where they are living now.
The study says previous research greatly underestimated the risk to fish stocks in a warming ocean. For instance, prior studies suggested sockeye salmon stocks in the Gulf of Alaska would fall 10 to 20% in the next 50 years due to climate change. Chung's team estimates the drop is more like 20 to 40% when you take heat waves into account. Chung says the compounded impact of heat waves will affect the entire ecosystem, including marine mammals and seabirds that rely on fish for food. The effects may already be present, he says, in the sweeping seabird die-offs that left almost a million birds starved to death along the West Coast in 2015 during the first blob. Chung says there's still a lot of research to be done on the impacts to the humans who rely on those fish, too.
And then we also look at the implications for the dependent human communities, particularly on fishers and fisheries that are dependent on this species. We are trying to quantify the economics as well as the social impacts associated with marine heat waves impact.
The new study models ocean changes on a macro scale. Anne Hollowood, who studies fish stocks for the Alaska Fisheries Science Center, says predictions about precisely how and when commercial fish stocks will be impacted is an ongoing field of work.
The implications of how fish move and their availability to coastal communities to harvest them is quite an important issue. To model the very nearshore ocean processes requires a finer scale resolution model than the models that William was using. You actually need to downscale the global ocean conditions.
Hollowood says it's still too soon to tell how marine heat waves will impact the future of commercial fisheries, and regulatory agencies are already adopting protocols to use research from Chung and other scientists to adapt management plans. For Alaska's Energy Desk in Kodiak, I'm Kavitha George.